Welcome to this week's podcast, the last of this term. And please don't forget, we are not in school tomorrow. Today is our very last day before we return on Monday, the 30th of October. So for Friday is our very big, our inaugural fireworks display. Lots going on and we're all really excited. Look, just a few notices about that. Entry will be through the main gate on White Avenue. You will come through the main entrance. You'll then go into the car park where at the gates that lead onto the school playground, there will be some security. Security will be A, checking your tickets, but B, there will also be a bag search and you will only be able to go in with the people you have bought tickets for. There won't be any tickets on sale on the night. Gates open at 6:30. The display is at 8:00. We would always recommend you get there a little early in order to have that search and also to look at all of the things that are going on. So on the night, we have glow items for sale for £1, £2.50 or £5. We've got food on sale, cheeseburgers £2.50, burgers £2, hot dogs £2, chips £1, tea or coffee £1, cans £1, fruit shoots 50p. We've also got games going on. It's 50p per game or three goes for £1. It is cash only, so make sure you get to that cash point before you come. And as I say, no tickets on the gate. You must have those tickets in advance. Now, the weather is looking pretty poor. That will not stop the fireworks from going on. The only thing that will stop is if there's heavy winds and the winds are looking light. So we're looking good to go. So bring umbrellas, wear lots of wet gear to keep yourselves dry throughout the night. At the end of the evening, there will be two exits. You'll be either be able to exit from the Owl's Gate at the bottom of the field onto Packham Road, or you can go through the way you came in, back through the car park, through the main entrance onto White Avenue, so we can disperse all of you as quickly but safely as possible. And there's going to be about 800 of you, so we will take our time, so please don't rush, push or anything like that, because it's going to be wet too. The pumpkin competition is really simple. You can drop your pumpkins off at 4 p.m. To school or bring them with you on the night. You'll be given a number and a sheet of paper to fill in, and the best 5 pumpkins will win a spooky prize, as well as the best 5 costumes, because remember, it is also a Halloween event. The date of the Christmas market has changed again. We're so sorry. So it's not Saturday the 25th of November. It is now Saturday the 2nd of December for our Christmas fair, bonanza, market, whatever you want to call it. I will have more details straight after half term about this event for you. I've got to make an apology. I didn't send the email last week. And do you know why? Because to send an email, you have to do 3 steps, and I only obviously did 2. And somebody from Mrs. Mitchell came to me. She goes, "You didn't send it out." I said, "I did." She goes, "You didn't." I said, "I did." I mean, I had to hold my hands up and fall on my sword, and it's fine. It's okay. I'm a big boy. It was in my draft, so I can only apologise for that. But I will send it. I promise this week I'll do it properly. There were 2 documents I needed to give to you. One was about baby CPR, and that is happening on Tuesday the 7th of November at Mepham Village Hall at 7 p.m. And it's baby CPR, how to deal with choking and drowning prevention. So if you've got a little, and I know loads of you have, might be worth popping along to. The other thing is the flu vaccination. All children are invited to have that flu vaccination, but you need to fill the online form out. If you do not, by the 8th of November, your child will not be able to have that flu vaccination on the 14th of November. So I will send that out, I promise, so you can do that too. We have our next SEN coffee morning on Tuesday the 7th of November. And this week, this time, we've got the school nurse coming. Everybody's welcome. You come in. Mrs. Ellington, look, you've ruined the podcast. And I'm leaving this bit in. Okay, she's like choking stuff. Tuesday the 7th of November, coming 8:30, straight after drop. drop off, we've got coffee and the school nurse for you to come and talk to, and be a really good morning. Please remember, we are operating a no debt policy, so if you have any money outstanding on any after school, before school clubs or school dinners, please could you make that correct before we return to school on the 30th of October. I know times are hard, and that shopping basket doesn't get any cheaper, does it? And you know, that's when you go to places like Aldi and Lidl's, it's still expensive. If you are in any trouble financially, or you need some help, we do have our own food bank here in school. Do not be afraid or too proud to come and ask. I don't want anybody having empty bellies. Just come and speak to myself or Mr. Collier or anybody else, and we will make sure that you go home with a bag of food. Next up, we've got Mrs. Nicholson with her Oracy Challenge, and she is here to talk about the seasons.
Hello there, Mrs. Nicholson again with your next challenge for your weekly Oracy task. Just thinking, as the weather is changing and we're getting very autumnal, perhaps discussing with your child which is their favourite season. Maybe they need reminding of what the four seasons are and why they particularly like that season. So don't just go, oh, I want winter because it snows, but really try and develop those answers, because that's what helps them with their oracy skills. Thanks for your time. Bye.
Summer, Mrs. Nicholson, is always summer. I love the warmth of the sun. I like those long, hazy days where, you know, the sun rises at sort of 5 a.m. and it doesn't set until 9:30 at night. I love those late evenings sitting in the garden with the warmth still on you, even when the sun has gone down. And I love those trips to the beach. Thanks to everybody who came to the open classroom this afternoon. It was lovely seeing you all and celebrating in all of the amazing work the children have done this term. Don't forget, over the half term period, keep reading. Read anything. It doesn't matter what you read. It could be a comic, it could be a magazine, it could be a good book. And don't forget, our library is open after school, Tuesdays to Fridays, straight after school. If you want to come in, share a book, you want to swap a book out, or just see what material we have on offer, that facility is open to you, and that will start again after half term. So, don't forget, first week back, because we're all off to PGL, we decimate the School of Adults. So there are no clubs first week back. Clubs resume week beginning the 6th of November, apart from obviously after school club. Also, we have a flyer to send out to you. It's all about, does your child have problems with anxiety? I tell you what, everyone has anxieties, don't they? And this is really, really good. And it could be about bedtime fears, school worries, social worries, phobias, just general worries. It's called the Online Support and Intervention for Child Anxiety. It's from the NHS. There's a QR code for you to scan, and there's also an email address. It's currently unavailable until the end of October half term, but if you feel your child might benefit, I'll add the flyer to the podcast, and you can access that service to hopefully get them some well-needed help. So I have a very nervous Mrs. Young sat opposite me. She says, oh, I've never done any of anything like this. And she wants to talk to the year four parents. We're really, really conscious about running trips and getting children out on trips. They're expensive. It's costly. It takes a lot of organisation, but they're really, really important. I have those memories of my school trips, and there's lots of value educationally, socially, just from the experience side. So Mrs. Young's here to talk to us about something we're going to be doing in year four. Mrs. Young.
Hello. Apparently I've been told I've got a voice for radio, so I'm hoping this is going to come across nice and clear. We've been trying to book the Challenger Troop to come to the school on a Saturday and do our experience day for year four. I know previously they went to Lower Grange Farm, but we're moving this to the school grounds to hopefully make it nice and easy for people to be able to get to us. The majority of votes when I sent out the email went in favour for a £30 adventure day option. So we're going to be looking to do that one. I'm in contact with them regarding to exactly what activities that will be. And as soon as I know, I will let you know. But the key information is we're looking to book the Saturday, March the 23rd, 2024. So please put the date in your calendar. Hopefully the timing will be roughly 9:30 to 3 p.m. and that will cost £30 per student. So currently talking to the office and they're trying to get that onto Arbor as soon as possible. You can either pay the £30 up front or in little instalments over the next few months. So hopefully giving you enough time. So if you want to be saving up and doing that in small amounts, that is absolutely fine. So really, really looking forward to it. Thrilled that we're going to get this opportunity to have them in and put on such a lovely day for the Year 4s. And as soon as I get more information, I will update you, possibly by letter and not by radio, though.
No, do you know, you've also got a face for radio, Mrs. Young. Absolutely fantastic. Yeah, look, Year 4s, that's what we're going to do instead of going to Lower Grange Farm, and something we'll want to do yearly. So if you're in Year 3, something to look forward to. And don't worry, if you're in Year 5, obviously you did Cosmic Camp and will hopefully be coming to PGL with us next year. That's it. Hope you have a fabulous half term. I can't do anything about the weather, so I only apologise about that, and look forward to seeing as many of you under umbrellas on Friday night at the fireworks. Take care. See you soon.